For today's In Touch, we're joined by Damon John with Riverside Casino to discuss their Give Foundation.
The casino is one of three partners for the foundation. The Iowa section of the PGA, and then our referrals come from the VA healthcare system in Iowa City.
What is the Give Foundation?
Give Foundation is a not-for-profit organization to provide a structured golf program for injured Iowa veterans who use the Iowa City VA healthcare system and also the VA healthcare system over in Des Moines. We actually have two locations for the program now. And the program is comprised of four phases of training for injured veterans to participate in to enhance their mental, social, physical, and emotional well-being and to improve their quality of life.
Is GIVE an acronym?
Yes, it is. Golf for Injured Veterans Everywhere.
And one of your events is coming up next month.
The outing in August is actually a fundraiser for the foundation, and it's corporate sponsors. We also have a few veteran teams who participate in the event just to mingle with the sponsors. And after the golf outing on August 7th, there's a dinner banquet to recognize all the sponsors for the foundation and to recognize some key individuals throughout the year who help out with the program.
So this event is going to, it helps make the golf outings possible then?
Yes. The program, there are four phases to it. The first phase is introduction of golf. Veterans will learn about the rules, equipment, dress, scoring, etiquette, all that stuff. Phase two, they go through an indoor instruction procedure at the casino out at Blue Top Ridge. And casino donates all of the golf facilities to the program free of charge. So they can do all these classes and practice as much as they want for free when the course is available, of course. Phase three for the program, they practice outside at Blue Top Ridge. They actually go through the course and the helpers and instructors guide them along and show them the game of golf. And then phase four, they actually go through not really a competition, but they have a veteran scramble event each year where it's just the Give veterans out there golfing.
And when is that held?
It's usually held in September.
Okay. These phases that they go through, are they put in one big group or is this something that's held throughout the year?
It's held throughout the golf season. So there are a few different classes each golf season. The participants, most of them bring a companion along, whether it's a spouse or a friend, or some of them need some help out there on the course. So it's a mixture of injured veterans and their companions.
How popular is this program? What do your numbers look like?
In 2013, the Riverside program had 78 injured veterans go through the classes, and about 15 to 20 helpers came along with those people. And then the Des Moines program, which just started last year, had 46 veterans go through the program with approximately 15 to 20 assistants, companions come along with them.
Did it start there at the Riverside Casino?
Yep.
What year was that?
2007.
Was this an idea of someone there at the casino, or was it kind of a conjoined effort?
It was Luke King, who was the president of the foundation. It was his idea. He got all the partners together in a room, and from there the foundation was born.
And these sorts of programs that are devoted to the people who've served and unfortunately came back, worse for the wear, how important there at the casino is it to keep this program going and continuing the support for our veterans?
It's very important to us. The casino's part of the mission statement is to help the community out. We see the Give Foundation as, you know, a great endeavor that the three organizations have partnered together for. The Give Foundation is a separate nonprofit entity. The casino certainly helps out by donating all of the resources here on site to the foundation. But as far as fundraising goes, you know, the Give Foundation puts on its own fundraising events. The casino has donation boxes set up on the gaming floor and then also at all of our outlets here at the resort. So that's another form of fundraising for the foundation.
Now, how does someone get involved? Is it too late to take part in that event on the 7th?
We do still have a couple of spots left for teams for the 7th, but otherwise we have different events. The Culinary Classic each spring. It's an event the casino puts on. Ticket sale proceeds are donated to the foundation.
Are there any volunteering opportunities for people out there in the community?
Like the golf event in August, we do have some volunteers helping out. We have all of our volunteers set for this year. But if someone is interested in helping out the actual instruction of the program. You know, we're always looking for people with a golf background to get out there and help with the classes, sure.
Who should they contact?
They can either contact me here at the casino or the... There are two program directors, one for Riverside, one for Des Moines. And the guy in Riverside is Jim Dickerson, who is a retired sergeant major. And then Mark Burke, the guy out in Des Moines. The Des Moines program is held at Warrior Run Golf Course. That's in Norwalk, Iowa.
That was my conversation with Riverside Casino's Damon John. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.